Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, we worry if you've got kids and they're a little younger, you worry, you know, if you can leave them alone for a little bit, right? If you can leave, you know, when they're really little, can you leave the room? Then as they get a little older, it's like, oh, can I go out and do some yard work while they're inside? And then as they grow, you kind of go to like, oh, maybe, you know, we could go for a walk while the kids are playing a game or watching TV or whatever. So now I know you think you know where this is leading, that this is going to be a story about Lindsay and I going out to a movie or something and coming back and our 10 and 12-year-olds are throwing a huge party, or our 10 and 12-year-olds are gotten into something in the basement and have created a disaster. But that's not what the story is, actually. It's about the irresponsibility of the parent, and that would be me. So yesterday, basic assignment, it was pretty straightforward. We were making some chicken quesadillas in the house. And then Lindsay realized we didn't have enough cheese. So she said, I'm going to go run out and get a little more cheese over at the little market down the street. So you're home. The boys are outside playing in the front yard. What could go wrong? So when she comes back after getting the cheese and an avocado, which probably took, I don't know, 13 minutes maybe? She came back and the boys had made their way in and they were sitting on the couch and I was in the dining room on the computer working. And she comes in and she's like, does no one smell the tortilla burning in the kitchen? And apparently the smoke alarm didn't go off, but a tortilla burnt to a crisp in the kitchen and none of us noticed. And to my boys' credit, they had just walked in the door minutes before. But I think the lesson here is that you don't have to worry about leaving the kids alone, but you need to worry about leaving dad alone. She's like, didn't you smell this? Could you not smell it burning? I was reading some sports stuff on the computer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.